violence of the past 2 days reached its height in a massacre in the suburb of Trilokapuri. According to eyewitnesses, the narrow lanes were blocked by a mob of youths. All the men in the houses were dragged out, knifed, and set on fire. Those who resisted were hacked to pieces.
Did so in often vain attempts to save their temples.
This old man was beaten and burned. Another had one ear sliced off.
Beyond this point, foreigners are not allowed. Press dispatches from the south cannot be printed in Punjabi newspapers, and radio reports are heavily censored. All of this is designed to keep news of the 4 days of violence in the south away from the majority Sikh population in the Punjab.
They should know. They are killing us. We shouldn't say anything.
No.
This is a democracy.
It's okay.
It will
yes.
be blood for blood. Yes.
Anything that could be identified as Sikh-owned was a target. This dry goods store, taxis, buses. The police were largely ineffective, often taking no action against the mob, and only occasionally was a shop saved.
Lasted through the night. Hundreds of Sikh business premises have been destroyed. Many businessmen told us they'd lost a lifetime's work and property at the hands of the mob.
We're not getting any safety or any protection from the police.
This is all what people feel at the moment, because naturally they are injured and they will not resist like this, and in future too they will not tolerate injustice.